May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Well, the summary for me kind of is for us to be truly gathered by the Holy Spirit for worship for God and to learn to imitate Jesus in our daily living. And wow, there's a lot in the lessons today. But the gospel got my heart first. It said that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth the your power among all the peoples. Well, is this how we're being? Think about it. We're gathered together, that's how we're being, in unity by the Holy Spirit for one purpose: to show forth God's power to all people. Well, from Isaiah, it starts off, if you remove the yoke from among you, in other words, alleviate any burdens, if you stop with the pointing of finger, blaming, if we stop with speaking evil, if we offer our food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom will be like the noonday. That is being gathered together in unity by the Holy Spirit. That is showing God's power in the world. And if we do that, then what happens? The Lord will guide us continually. And like God, in other words, God is present with us. He never lets go of us. He's like always holding our hand, like putting his arms around us. He's going to guide us continually, and he will satisfy our needs. Does that mean we're going to get everything we want? No. But he's going to satisfy our needs, and our needs change once we have a relationship and depend solely on God and put him first in our lives. And yes, we're going to have hard times. We're going to have troubles in our lives, but the goal is God. And we're to ignore the little bumps and bruises on the way, because God is our goal no matter what. And then, in an analogy, God makes our bones strong and us like a watered garden. Think about it. If you don't water your garden, what happens? The flowers die. They wither. They get ugly. They just, all the life is gone. So God is going to water us. Can you imagine a big, big watering like can above us, you know, bringing us out of our griefs, our sadness, our sicknesses, and just cheering us up and giving us life? That's what our Lord does. And it's like a spring of water that never fails. So it doesn't happen only on Sundays. It doesn't happen only on Mondays, or maybe once a week. It happens every single moment of our lives. God is there. And even when we don't feel it, God is there. And then here comes the hard part. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, so think about it. That's not something that's just happening nowadays. It happened back in Isaiah's time. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interests on my holy days, if you call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going, and here it comes, not going your own way, serving your own interest, or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall delight in the Lord. Well, before I hit that little spot, this during church just a minute ago, the lessons reminded me. When I was first in Ireland, of course, I went to church. I was the priest of three churches. But after church, I decided, oh my goodness, I have to go grocery shopping. Well, guess what? In Ireland, they're not open. So it made me think, it was like a 2x4. Wow, I'm going to reschedule my own ways. Because the grocery store is not open on Sunday, I'm going to have to prepare my week differently. And that's what this Isaiah is prophesying to us. We have to change our ways. Let's think about it in modern terms. What's more important? And oh, for just before I go on to this, you are here. God is very pleased. But what's more important? An extra hour or two of sleep on Sunday or being saved and in heaven with Jesus Christ? What's more important than honoring and worshiping God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who created us, who gives us life, who gives us everything? What's more important than that? Going to the mall? Going to movies? Going shopping? Oh, maybe I have to do dishes. Maybe I have to mow the lawn. Maybe I have to go do sports. Maybe I have to, it just goes on and on and on. And the list grows longer and longer and longer. Everyone in the entire world, Isaiah is preaching, we need to focus on God Almighty. Not what we think we want or need, but on God Almighty. If we do that, things will work for those who love the Lord. Anybody remember that kitty sermon I did? You put in lots of little pebbles, lots of medium pebbles, I won't go through it, and you do all the things from bubble gum to going to the movies to family, school, friends, work, everything fills up the jar, and then you've got this big rock. And I put the rock in and it wouldn't fit. Well, the rock symbolized God Almighty. But, and everybody who was there, and I've done it twice, you put the rock in first, believe it or not, you can fill that jar up with more little stones and sand and pebbles and medium rocks, because it works better. The same with God. If God is truly first in our lives, and we put God first in our lives, everything works better. And then here in the gospel, teaching us a great example, how we imitate Jesus Christ. Well, here we have Jesus the Messiah. He was in church. He was in the synagogue. Didn't miss a Sunday because it's a discipline. It shows love. It shows commitment. It's what God the Father commands, what he desires, and what he knows is actually good for us. And then we have Jesus' lessons. Woman, you are set free from your ailment. And when he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight. So she was healed. But then here's the big point. What is it? She began praising God. That's the whole point of going to church and then living the life of Christ. And then we have the indignant leader of the synagogue, who, if you think about it, was trampling the Sabbath even though he was in the synagogue. Jesus was trying to heal. Jesus was trying to show that worship of God is the most important thing, praising God. And what happened? She was healed, she did it, and went on her way. He was also teaching the synagogue and those, the crowd, that what's more important? Taking care of the afflicted, having this woman be healed, have her welfare count for more than just superficial worship. Because what God wants is for us to be healed. He wants us to heal. He wants us to be fed. He wants us to feed. He wants us to be nurtured, and he wants us to nurture. God's love is absolutely unlimited and unconditional. And that's how we're to love his creation and then love him more than anything else in our lives and in our world. He is to be number one. So what I'd like to do, if you don't mind, is go back to the song, and I'll end with reading that, because it just tells all the good things, and Not very many, but it tells a lot about our God, who is to be first in our lives. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all our sins and heals all our infirmities. He redeems our life from the grave and crowns us with mercy and loving kindness. He satisfies us with good things, and our youth is renewed like an eagle's. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses and his works to the children of Israel. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Amen.